Fania. Hello and welcome to another half-assed episode of WrestleFania. I am one of your hosts and the only host that you're getting this time around. My name is Brandon. You can follow me on Twitter at WrestleBrand. So, a couple weeks ago, the WWE had a pay-per-view called No Mercy. And this Sunday, they have yet another pay-per-view called, not Survivor Series, even though they've already started announcing matches for that. Oh, Hell in a Cell. You see, there's too many goddamn pay-per-views now. In fact, there's too many goddamn shows on weekly television. But listen, I'm not going to complain about the quantity, because let's face it, whether you watch Raw, or you watch SmackDown, or you watch both, or you watch neither, you're still paying the same amount for your cable bill. And whether you watch No Mercy, or Hell in a Cell, or you watch both, you're still paying the same $9.99 for the WWE Network. I will, however, bitch and moan about the quality that WWE has been producing over the last couple months. But let's focus on this month. Let's focus on the build to Hell in a Cell this Sunday. You see, I'm in a pissy mood. I had a bad day at work. And now I got to talk about a product that, quite frankly, I have not watched in weeks, because I have had zero freaking desire to watch Raw or SmackDown. The WWE has not given me a reason to care. Goldberg, I'm sorry, I did not care. And that has nothing to do with Hell in a Cell. It has everything to do with fucking Survivor Series. See, this is how pissy I am. I'm already dropping F-bombs and I'm just starting. So, I have not been watching Raw every week. Let's focus on Raw. Let's ignore SmackDown Live, because SmackDown, the brand, has nothing to do with Hell in a Cell. This is a Raw exclusive pay-per-view. So let's focus on Monday Night Raw. Let's focus on the build. Listen, I have not watched the last 4 weeks of Raw, and I feel like I know every single thing that has happened. That is not good. Nor have I read the results online and felt the need to even watch highlights or watch the short Hulu Plus version. That is not good. The WWE needs to make a change. They need to do something to make me interested. With that said, the fall tends to be a downtime for wrestling. History has shown that. It starts getting good again in the winter. Then you have WrestleMania. Then all the hype from WrestleMania starts dying down. But then you have the summer and starts building up again. And then you have SummerSlam. And the fall is just sort of this dry spell. Usually. And that's certainly the case right now in 2016. So I'm looking at WWE.com. Let's see if there are any matches listed for Hell in a Cell that I had no clue were happening. This is quite possible. Let's see. Nope. All right. I knew every single match in the card. I have not watched it in 4 weeks. And I can make an educated prediction as to who will win each match without watching the last 4 weeks. So problem number one. Problem number two. I get it. It's Hell in a Cell. That's the name of the pay-per-view. And I'm sure some fans would not like to see just one Hell in a Cell match. But three is too many. Three is too many. Maybe it'd be different if you had main event singles one, a woman's one, and a tag team one. Because at least those are three different divisions. But that is not the case. I feel like I'm getting so ahead of myself and a little frazzled here. So let me take a deep breath. Let me go through the card. So we have a kickoff match, a six-man cruiserweight match. Cedric Alexander, hopefully I pronounced all these right, Lince Dorado and Sin Cara versus Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, and Arya Daivari. Who is going to win? Who knows? Who cares? I hope that Nese, Gulak, and Daivari win just because I truly am a fan of Tony Nese and Drew Gulak from the Cruiserweight Classic, from what I've seen them do in their one or two appearances in NXT. But let's face it, the babyface is probably going to win. So my pick will be Alexander Dorado and Sin Cara. And I'm going to save what I have to say about the Cruiserweight division until I get to the title match later. So then we have Bayley versus Dana Brooke. Okay. All right. This is a logical rivalry for Bayley to be in after getting her shot against Charlotte, especially since Charlotte is continuing her rivalry with Sasha Banks, and of course, more on that later. Tell me this. When has arm wrestling ever worked in professional wrestling? So let's go back to how Raw has sucked. They had an arm wrestling match between Bayley and Dana Brooke. Who the fuck cares? See, now I'm dropping F-bombs again. I'm not usually swearing. At least when I record by myself, because I'm not drunk and not getting pissed off at Mike. But I'm pissed off today. Not at Mike, believe it or not, but at the WWE. Like, an arm wrestling match? That is old school and not good old school. It's never worked once. Give me one example. Tweet me at WrestleBrand. Tweet me one example of an arm wrestling contest in professional wrestling that has worked. I think it was on Bleacher Report that I read. I was reading through the Raw results on Bleacher Report. I believe it was them that said, not even Sylvester Stallone can make arm wrestling interesting. And Sylvester Stallone is the greatest actor of all freaking time. But my prediction is Bayley will win. I mean, why would you have Bayley lose? But this is the WWE creative, so she probably will lose. So far my picks are babyface cruiserweight team, Alexander Dorado, Sin Cara, and Bayley. So now we go to a tag team match. Enzo and Big Cass against Gallows and Anderson. Listen, this should be a great match. Both are great tag teams. If Gallows and Anderson do not win this, I'm going to make the bold prediction that they are over in the WWE. They should be the WWE Tag Team Champions by now. The Raw Tag Team Champions, excuse me. They should be the Raw Tag Team Champions by now. They had a couple chances against the New Day, but the New Day have prevailed. They're still the champions, and again, more on that later. Baffles my mind that Gallows and Anderson did not win the belts when they had that shot. It baffles my mind how Gallows and Anderson have been used in general. In the last several weeks, they've been losing to Enzo and Cass in singles matches. Again, I know this, and I've not even watched the product. If they lose this Sunday, I'm going to make the bold prediction that they are over as a tag team. I say that meaning they're over as a valuable tag team. They are no longer going to be a threat to the tag team division. They need to win this Sunday. They absolutely need to win this match. My pick is Gallows and Anderson because I feel like there is hope for them. I feel like the WWE wants to do something with them, but they're not ready to pull the trigger quite yet for whatever reason. Maybe it's because, let's be honest, as much as the internet loves them, as much as the IWC loves them, the crowd reactions are not always the best. Of course, that could also have to do with how they've been booked, which has been sloppy. But I do think they win Sunday. God, I hope they win Sunday. Because if they lose, like I said, I'm never going to take them seriously as a tag team in the WWE again. Bold words, but I'm sticking by them. Now, I mentioned the Raw Tag Team Champions, the New Day. They're defending titles against the makeshift team of Cesaro and Sheamus. Cesaro and Sheamus got the win over them on Raw, really proving for the first time that they can operate as a tag team. Listen, I predict every pay-per-view that the New Day is going to lose the belts. And they have not lost the belts yet. And they just lost to Cesaro, Sheamus, and Raw. So I'm going with the New Day successfully defending the titles. Are they ever going to lose the belts? Who knows? I do not think they're going to lose the belts on Sunday. So my pick is the New Day. Then we have the WWE Cruiserweight Champion, TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick. This is a rematch from the last Raw exclusive pay-per-view, which was called something. I already forget because there's so many damn pay-per-views, but it was called something. And they wrestled a match, and TJ Perkins won. Now they are having this rematch, and I really think it could go either way. I could see them wanting to give TJ Perkins the win and build him up as a really credible first champion. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say they're going to give the belt to the Brian Kendrick, and this is why. The Cruiserweight division, I love it, but it's suffering. The fans who watch the Cruiserweight Classic, the fans who watch NXT, the hardcore wrestling fan, they're into the Cruiserweight division because they knew these guys from the Cruiserweight Classic or even from the independent scene or international promotions. They knew these guys before they came to the WWE. Or at least they knew them from the Cruiserweight Classic before they came to the main roster. But the casual fan who watches Raw has no idea who these guys are. And for the most part, the WWE has given you zero reason to get to know them. And to the casual fan, it's given you zero reason to care about any of them. But I would say out of all of them right now, Brian Kendrick has the most character, the most personality, and he is also the biggest name to the mainstream audience due to his longevity and his previous stint in the WWE. So I'm not going to be at all surprised if TJ Perkins wins, but I'm going to go with Brian Kendrick winning the Cruiserweight Championship to help build up that division because it needs it. It needs the help. And I think Brian Kendrick, with his personality, with his experience, could help the division more than TJ Perkins can. No offense to TJ Perkins. He's just younger, less experienced, less charismatic on the microphone, has less of a personality, less of a character. So my pick is Brian Kendrick. And now we're getting to not one, not two, but three Hell in a Cell matches. Like I said before, this is freaking overkill. How are you going to have three Hell in a Cell matches be different and interesting? I mean, there's already a long history of Hell in a Cell matches. There's already a lot of memorable moments you have to compete with from past Hell in a Cell matches. How are you going to outdo each other or make the Hell in a Cell match seem special when there's so many of the same match type on one card? So we have United States Champion Roman Reigns going against Rusev. I could care less about this match. The rivalry was good. It completely fizzled out for me. And, I mean, the winner should be obvious. Roman Reigns is the new champion as of last pay-per-view. He's not losing it. Not yet. In fact, I would not be surprised if Roman Reigns never loses the belt. I could see him being U.S. champion for the next year, then once again become WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and then vacate the U.S. title. Because this is Roman Reigns we're talking about. Yes, he had his time in the doghouse, but he's slowly coming out of it. And they're slowly going to start building him up to being the guy, quote unquote, again. So there's no way Roman Reigns is leaving this match the loser. He will successfully defend this title. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Then we have the Universal Championship match, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. I am looking forward to this match. I think with or without the Hell in a Cell, this has potential to be match of the night. For some fans, this is a dream match. For some fans, they've seen this match before back in the Independence. And they know, everybody should know, everybody who watches WWE should know, I should say, what these two are capable of. Kevin Owens, though, will prevail. He will successfully defend this title. Same situation as Roman Reigns. He just recently became Universal Champion. It'll be too chaotic if he loses to Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is a face now, so there's a lot of other directions he can go in after this match with Kevin Owens. Then we have the Raw Women's Championship match. Sasha Banks defending this title against Charlotte. Now, this is really cool for the women division. If anybody deserves this spot on the card, because this is being billed as the main event. We'll see if it's the actual last match, but this is being billed as the main event. And if any two people in the women division deserve it, it's absolutely Sasha Banks and Charlotte. The only other two you can make an argument for is Becky Lynch and Bayley, especially Bayley. But these two absolutely deserve this spot. I know I said Owens and Rollins could be a match of the night candidate, and I do mean that, but I think Banks and Charlotte will be match of the night. I think this could go down as one of the great Hell in a Cell matches, but I'm afraid for the two of them. There's so much hype, so much build for this match, and both women have a lot to prove to a lot of people. Not everybody, but to a lot of people out there, a lot of naysayers still. So they are going to put everything on the line, which they usually do against each other. But that makes me fearful because I've seen both take nasty falls and do things that just make me cringe as a fan. So I'm hoping that they play it safe to a certain extent. But I know that they're professionals. I know that they know what they're doing, but hey, things happen, and Sasha Banks has had a lot of injuries lately. She cannot afford anymore, especially now that she has regained her belt. But I do think this is going to be a hell of a match, no pun intended, and I do think that Sasha Banks retains. Same situation as the other two NFL matches. She's just recently won the belt, and I do not see her losing it right away, especially to Charlotte again. Plus, we're going to be in the hometown of Sasha Banks, my hometown, Boston, Massachusetts. So, I've talked for a little bit now about Hell in a Cell. I'm hoping that Mike and I can reunite and talk about Survivor Series, since that is one of the big four. And it looks like we have a pretty big match coming up on that card with Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. And I have a lot to say about that match, but I'm going to save my thoughts till the November podcast, like I said, when we're discussing Survivor Series. So this is Brandon. Follow me on Twitter at Russell Brandt. Follow Mike on Twitter at Russell Watcher. And of course, follow the podcast on Twitter at WrestleFania Pod. Until next time, peace. Not experts.